Hmm? Oh, hey. Yeah, I'm just grabbing some water. I actually hate beer, so I figured if I put water in this cup, people might stop trying to pour me a drink. It's a great idea, I know. Here, hand me your cup. We can both benefit from my brilliance. Oh, no problem. Happy to help, I guess. So, you having fun? Yeah, almost everyone here got super drunk super fast. Definitely saw that coming. I mean, I wish I could say I was surprised, but this has basically been every college party I've been to so far. They're all the same. That combined with the showy but subpar sound system and the stench of desperation just really make it a truly delightful experience. Oh, yeah. I mean, what kind of party would it be without drunk wannabes wandering around thinking they're all, like, I don't know, the main character? Nah, not really. I'm not even sure how long I'm going to stay. I didn't want to come, to be honest. This is not exactly my idea of a good time. You get dragged here too? Yeah, same. I have no idea where she's even gone now. Wouldn't be surprised if she left already. Probably with some guy. No, it's not unusual for her. And hey, no judgments at all. A girl's gotta do what a girl's gotta do. But it does happen a lot when we hang out. She'll be with the group and then she just vanishes. Turns up the next morning with some crazy story. It can be just us or a whole group, but yeah. Usually we'll find out the next day that she went to another party or met someone or something. Never tells anyone, though. Yeah, she's a master of the Irish goodbye, that one. But last I saw her, she was with that jock guy from down the hall. You know the one. Big head, small. Yeah, him. They disappeared too? I don't think I know any of your friends, but maybe if you describe them, I can help you find them. Give us both something to do with this stupid party. Oh, she's blonde, huh? Definitely no shortage of those here. But no, I haven't seen any blondes in a purple top. There was a girl over there. Yeah, that way, in purple. But I think it was a dress. Nope, I'm not sure. The only thing I was sure of about her outfit is that you'd never catch me wearing it. Hey, I'll have you know I own at least 10 things that aren't black. You just won't ever see them worn in public. You're ridiculous. But anyways, your friend, yeah, I haven't seen her, sorry. Since everyone's coming this way to get drinks and stuff, though, you could probably just, like, hang out here. She'll show up eventually, right? I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah. Unless she went home. Either by herself or with someone else. Couldn't be me. No, I didn't say anything. Just maybe she got tired and went home. Or maybe she was hungry. Sometimes when I get hungry at parties, there's never any food, so I just head and grab a pizza on the way home. Or maybe she... I should stop talking now. What do you mean I surprise you? Oh, okay. So you saw the look, my vibe, and just assumed I'm some broody, unapproachable goth girl, right? Nah, it's fine. Happens a lot. And I am that, partly, but not entirely. Honestly, I don't plan to be standoffish, really. I'm just shy and really, really out of my element here. And I don't know, I guess I just like to observe stuff. I'm not really interested in being the center of attention, but that doesn't mean I don't like some attention occasionally in the right circumstances. What? Oh, of course you didn't hear any of that. Follow me, okay? Okay, sorry. Excuse me. Just, yeah, sorry. Need to get through. Oh God, it's crowded in here. Here, grab my hand. Man, that was chaos. Whew, it's so much quieter in here. This is so much better. I know. It's easier to think when you can't feel the beat literally everywhere in your body. It sucks that the people we came with ditched us, but this isn't so bad. You're kind of fun. Oh, God. No, I didn't mean it like that. Like, I know that sounded bad. It's just, I didn't expect to meet someone that's so normal here, of all places. I was just awkwardly standing by the drinks for so long, hoping my friend would appear. It's cool to have company, you know? Wait, really? So you saw me standing there by myself, but you were too afraid to come talk to me because I'm intimidating? I mean, it's not like I'm particularly tall, or is it the boots? The boots are pretty tall. Maybe it was my face. The way I, like this. Yeah, I've been told it can make me seem pretty hard to approach. But like, that's just my face. My sister says the way I dress can be pretty intense, but I don't see it. I don't know. I like my style. No, it doesn't bother me that you thought that. I get it. Honestly, it's kind of, I don't know, it's kind of cute that you think I'm intimidating. Is that a weird thing to say? Well, I mean, yeah. The fact you thought I was intimidating when I'm absolutely not, I don't know, just seems cute to me. Like, endearing. Wait, is that why you've never talked to me before? What? Oh my God, no, I would never ignore you. I swear. I didn't even notice. Like I said, my regular existing face looks quite, I don't know, severe. That's just my face, though. I wasn't giving you a look, I swear. I don't want to be mean to anyone, like, ever. I definitely never want to make you feel like that. Sometimes I look around, but I'm not actually looking. Does that make sense? Like, people watching, but on autopilot, I guess. I just kind of let my gaze roam and notice the general vibe, but not, like, taking in the details. So I looked at you, but I wasn't giving you a look because I wasn't looking at you. But, well, I mean, I might be looking at you now. Just so you know, like, a lot. Well, I just wanted to be clear, just in case you weren't sure now. I mean, I like looking at you. You're kind of nice to look at. So I'm glad to be doing it right now. Probably the best part of my night, to be honest. I might have been dragged here, yes. And I'm deeply unimpressed with both of us being ditched by our supposed friends. But I'm definitely not complaining about being here with you. Especially here, alone with you. Yeah, I'm definitely still mad at her. I don't know. Maybe I should retaliate by having a better party hookup story than her. I mean, everyone is busy in the front room and kitchen. We could always make the most of our night. If you wanted to, obviously. As long as you don't still find me intimidating and you want to. If you don't, that's totally cool. We could just hang out. Yeah? You want to? Yes, I definitely want to. Should we just move this in front of the door? Oh yeah, that's perfect. Here, let me help. That's better. Last thing I need is to be the girl that gets caught at one of these things like this. I definitely wouldn't mind being caught with you. It's actually kind of exciting to think about. Definitely glad you feel that way. Because I've got something on my mind, and I'm hoping you'll want to try it, if you're up for it. Sometimes when I'm alone, I find myself thinking about, well, something like this. Being really close to a busy party or room. The idea of sneaking around. The thrill of getting caught. It just sounds so hot, you know? So, maybe we can make the most of that idea, and we can do this and try to be really quiet and not get caught. Good. Because I kind of can't stop imagining you right here, kneeling. Yeah, like that. You look pretty good like that. The way you're looking up at me. You're so cute. God, yeah. Maybe you can just lift it up a little. It's okay, yeah. And you can do whatever you want. Yeah, I like it. Just tell me what you want to do. Or show me.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too hot for most platforms. To listen to the full story, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your account today. As a free user, you can listen to a selection of full-length free stories every month. And if you upgrade to premium, you instantly unlock hundreds of stories and guides. What are you waiting for? Go sign up now.